Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me now in the studio to talk about Pride events happening at San Juan College in San Juan County this month, Brian Sabise is here. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Very excited about Pride, so good. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Welcome. MP Schildmeier is here as well. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Welcome back, both of you, to KSJE. It's great to have both of you here, and this is a busy month for the LGBTQ community, both in San Juan County and Farmington and worldwide, really. June has become Pride Month, and Farmington and San Juan College are no different, and for a lot of folks, it's nice to see, and there's a lot of things happening beginning this week, MP, correct?
That is correct. This week on Thursday, which is the 13th, at Identity Inc. at 6 p.m., Kath Browning and I are presenting a history of Stonewall. And as most people know, 50 years ago in 1969, the Stonewall Uprising happened in New York City, and that is marked as the beginning of the modern gay rights movement.
Right, and this is the 50th anniversary, as you mentioned. There was a notable event, I think, just last week when the NYPD finally issued an apology for their actions during that incident, right?
That's correct, and I say better late than never. Thank you, NYPD.
Right. But there's a lot of, I think, maybe new awareness about these events and gay rights and the LGBTQ community, and I think we're seeing a lot more understanding of that in our community and elsewhere. And I'll let you both answer that if you agree or disagree, MP. Have you seen that?
Yes, I have seen that, and I think a lot of it is what I would say a positive backlash toward what's happening in our country with some oppression that may be happening with the current administration.
Gotcha. And Byron, what about you here at the college?
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, college students are always a little more critical about, you know, current affairs, you know, impacting any identity, I think. And so with LGBTQ plus identity, I think it's really important to have opportunities where students can be critical about those events, but also about, you know, ways to be involved, ways to be active, you know, ways to really feel empowered around their identity. So certainly that happens with Pride Month. That SJC.
Right. Very good. So MP, that event is coming up this week, and what else?
Well, very next day, Friday the 14th at 7 p.m. at Identity, I believe, the Farmington branch of the Vagina Monologues is sponsoring a benefit, a fundraiser for Identity Inc., which is the only brick and mortar community center for LGBT folk in the whole state of New Mexico. And we're very proud of that during this Pride Week.
Right.
But they are sponsoring a lip sync contest, so that should be fun for all.
Okay, all right. And again, I know there's Identity Inc. has a Facebook page, and these events are located or posted on that Facebook page for folks who want to keep track of the events that are going on.
Yes, Identity does, and Farmington LGBTQ Pride also has a Facebook page.
Okay, excellent. And then here we are at the end of the week, right? And that's a big event. A number of big events.
Saturday is a very big day.
Right.
We want everybody to turn out at 10 a.m. and assemble near the Safeway on the west side of town on Main Street. We're going to line up for our Pride Parade. We call this the Chicken to Chicken March because it starts at Church's Chicken and it ends up east on at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Okay, that explains why
we're
going to
have floats, we're going to have trucks, we're going to have folk walking. It's going to be a really festive gay event.
Okay, and this is the fourth annual.
It is the fourth annual.
And I think maybe a lot of folks may be surprised that Farmington has had 4 gay pride parades.
Well, they may be surprised, but it's going to keep happening.
Right.
The late Dr. Judy Pollier, who was a professor here at the college, well-known, well-liked, loved, in fact, and I started Pride in 2016. We just decided it was time.
Right. And it's been well-received, and you've had a lot of support from, I think, city officials, from the police department, and a lot of other groups, right?
We have definitely had support from Farmington PD and from administration of Farmington, yes.
Nice to see. So that's one of the events on the 15th, right? But there are some others.
Well, as soon as you're done marching,
right?
March on over to Berg Park from noon to 4 for our party in the park. And we'll have a lot of festivities over there. And then, starting at 5 p.m. at San Juan Center for Independence Living, there's a drag show. And this is featuring Lady Shug, well known in the area.
Okay.
That should be a lot of fun. And Capacity Builders is sponsoring this event. And they're also providing rides in their limo for free from event to event. So be sure to take advantage of that if you need a ride.
Okay. That's by Lugo's, right? Which is one of
Correct.
Their organizations at Capacity Builders. So
Correct.
That's great. And then there's a dance as well.
Yes. The Born That Way dance. Wonder where that came from.
Right.
That will be one of the featured songs. And that is going to be at Artifacts Gallery, across from the Yogurt Place on East Main Street.
Right.
It's 302 East Main. That begins at 8 o'clock. That is an 18 and older event. And there will be a cash bar. And there is a $10 admission. This is the pride, the main fundraiser to cover the expenses that we incur as a result of putting on all these festivities. So we invite everyone to come and just, you know, be footloose.
I guess so. And that's a full day, if
that
I may say so myself, of events going on. But it's not the end of the Pride events for the month of June, and that's where San Juan College steps in. And Byron, I know you've been working very hard with a lot of folks here at the college to spread the word and have a lot of different events that are both maybe fun and but also educational.
Mm-hmm.
What have you got planned? There's a whole bunch of stuff, I know, right?
Yeah, there's a whole lineup of stuff, and if you've seen our poster around town, I think you can, you know, There definitely is something for everyone.
Right.
And we've started at the beginning of this month. There are 2-month-long events. One is our Pride Arts Wall Gallery in our student lounges right outside of the Native American Center and student activities. And then there is the GLBT author display going on in the main library. And so that's a nice feature. So those are all month. First off, we'll be marching in the parade. We'll marching and have a float. Last year was our first time participating at San Juan College, and last year was the first time that we organized an official getting staff, students, and faculty together.
I see.
I believe before that our students here and there have been a part of it, which has been great. This year, though, will be the first time we'll have a float in the parade, so we're really excited about that. And actually, as we speak, our students just started their decorating of their float.
Okay.
So on campus in our QCB Bay, San Juan College students are welcome to come and join. And between now and Friday, our float's going to be coming together, at least the parts that won't fly off.
Good.
So
right.
Just that, you know, securing everything.
There's
and
a
then
whole
on
science
Friday,
involved yes. in float building, I know.
So once we get on site, we'll put the finishing touches on the float, and so that'll be really exciting. So we have that. And also, just kind of a word out to folks who have a disability, a walking disability, or any mobility issues. This year, for the first time, are going to accommodate that through DPS. So our security officers, who have been fabulous and supportive, are going to help our folks who do have a disability, so they're able to participate with us in the parade. So that's really important to us. And also coming up next week, we will have the Two-Spirit film called Two Spirits. And I think that's going to be an important opportunity for us to explore Native American identity and Native American thought when it comes to identifying within the larger LGBTQ+ terms, because it's really important for Native folks to have that platform to, you know, express identity, to express, you know, gender, to express sexual identity. That's going to be an important opportunity. It's noon to 2 on the 20th in our Student Sun Lounge. And then also coming up, we have a transgender training for clinicians. All are welcome to that, so you don't have to be a clinician if you want to participate. And that was organized by one of our counselors here over in the Advising and Counseling Center. And our guest to that will be the Transgender Resource Center of New Mexico, Adrian Lawyer, who has visited campus several times, will be here to help us learn. And I know already signups have been pretty quick, so I bet we're near capacity. So if folks are interested, I would encourage them them to reach out to Julia Dangle at our counseling center sooner rather than later. And that's going to be on the 21st, starting at 10 o'clock a.m. And then another thing worth highlighting is our drag show coming up here at San Juan College, Glamourland. We have Alice Glamour and a couple of special guests visiting campus. And that will be on June 22nd. That's a Saturday from 8:30 to 10 o'clock p.m. Doors will open at 8 o'clock p.m. And so we're very excited about that. They are visiting drag queens from Denver, Colorado. And it's going to be nice to have them in our community. Capacity Builders, who will be hosting the drag show in the community, will also be a part of ours by bringing information and resources and tabling at our event. And they're also going to bring First Nations Community Health Source, who's going to provide on-site testing, which I think is going to be really important for us. And then it's going to be just a really fun event, a nice drag show to have, you know, in town on our campus. And then we have, after that, our LGBT Q&A, which is a panel discussion where folks can attend, ask any questions, gain, you know, increase their knowledge and awareness around LGBTQ affairs. And that's going to happen on the 26th at noon. And it's going to go till 1, and that's going to be in our Student Sun Lounge. And that will pretty much round off our month. Again, we have a bunch of things going on. All of these events have been student created, student organized, and, you know, as a staff member and as a Safe Zone coordinator here, I just really try to jump behind them and support them as best I could, myself and Amanda Robles, Director of Student Activities.
Great. Well, and that's a full month of events as well from San Juan College. And that's important, I think, to have some of these Q&A events for folks who may have some questions and maybe a little embarrassed to ask them, or maybe as they see more and more awareness of these other members of our community. And there may be some folks saying, well, I don't think we have any of those folks who live in San Juan County, and they'd be surprised to find out that they do, and they live among you and probably people that you know. And so it's important, I think, to be able to talk openly and understand each other's points of view. Would you both agree?
Absolutely, Scott. I mean, this is an opportunity for the many LGBTQ plus folk that do live in San Juan County to be in a safe place and to be able to express our pride in who we are. And we invite all of San Juan County to come join us, take a look.
Right. And Byron, I know you've been here on campus. It's been, I think, one of your missions to try to make it a safe place for students of all backgrounds and ethnicities and gender and identification, whatever the case may be.
Yes, I know that, you know, San Juan College certainly cares about all you know, students who enter our doors, and it's important to create safe spaces for many of them. And so a lot of our zone trainings that we have on campus that focus on diversity and inclusion, you know, those are really important to us. And Safe Zone training, which we have throughout the year, is an opportunity for us to really do that. So this is kind of a bigger opportunity to put a lot of that learning from Safe Zone into action, especially for our responsible allies we have on campus to participate in a lot of these different events that we have going on. So for sure, it's a wonderful opportunity to do that here. And also, I think that it you know, really shares the overall message of why we participate in Pride and why it's important to participate in Pride. I think that, you know, it often gets that sort of, sometimes we'll get a very confusing or very, a negative sort of a bad rap, I guess, if you will, because people tend to think, okay, Pride means we're just going to have a parade and we're going to go up and down the street playing loud music and having, you know, fun, which it can be that.
Right.
But it's also about, you know, really looking at the history of, you know, LGBTQ, you know, representation, expression, existence in the communities, in our communities, and why it's important to, you know, have that and create safe spaces, you know, in our communities.
Very true. And to understand more about these members of our community and maybe the struggles that they face, whereas other folks don't even realize that that could be an issue.
Yes, and there's a lot of, you know, community organizations. MP mentioned Identity, and, you know, several folks, you know, who work to support LGBTQ people in our community. And it's important to, you know, meet them and get connected with them so that, you know, throughout the year, so when Pride is over, or when Pride, you know, we've completed our events,
right,
you know, and we're going back into July, August, September, you know, it's important to remember those we've connected with that will help, you know, increase visibility for LGBTQ folks and support.
Very true. Well, these events are open to everyone, not just members of the LGBTQ plus community or their allies, but everyone else in the community as well.
Yes.
And they're welcome to attend any and all. So a lot of things going on, and I appreciate you both coming in to kind of take us through them all. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks for being here, Brian.
Yes, of course. And I look forward, I'm so excited about Pride Month, and I look forward to seeing folks at all of our events.
Well, I bet they'll be there. So thanks for coming in. My guest here on KSJE, and I'll be back with more in just a moment. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.